The Weekly Warm Pipe.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another ranking video. We said we're going to be doing one of these a month, so we decided on Tecmo games. I think there's 15 of them on the NES. Yeah, 15 nice. Games we're going to go through. Give it a ranking. S, A, B, C, or D. I'm using the tier site. I think that's just a tiermaker.com.
Sabced.
What?
Sabced? S, A, B, C, E, D.
Ah, yes.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
So this way it has all the box art here, and I'm able to just drag it onto the listing here. So if you guys are watching, you can do that. If not, if you're listening, then, you know, we'll just explain technically what we're doing. And I'll try to bring up some gameplay as well, kind of see these games. Most of the games I played, and some I did not. So,
and hopefully the ones you haven't, maybe I have.
Hopefully, we'll see. Jay's dying over here.
Don't breathe in water. It's not good for your lungs.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of awesome gems on here, I will say, and some that I haven't heard of. So I was like, all right, we'll just go by gameplay and see what we like. I'll just go down the list of what I made. And the first on the list, we do have Bad News Baseball. Not sure if you heard of this one here or not.
I have heard of it. But whether I've played it or not is a different story.
Right.
I like Let's see. Cinematics.
Yeah, I'd say the graphics look pretty good on this one here. Bad News Baseball.
I think this is an expensive game, isn't it?
I can't say I've seen it recently at any of the retro stores, so possibly. I don't know the price on all these.
Let me get on eBay here and see what we see.
eBay? Who uses eBay for that? I guess what they're selling it for?
Sold prices. Give us some kind of...
It's tough with the sports games, because either they're fun or they're terrible, right? I feel like there's no in between on this one here. The players are very cutesy looking. So, I mean, I guess it kind of has that, I don't know, would you say anime-ish? Or one of the referees I caught was wearing rabbit ears. Look, he's a rabbit.
This is like a $10 to $20 game.
Oh, that's, okay.
That's, I like that he's a rabbit. Let me see if I have this.
But, I mean, it's baseball. Not too much to say about it. It looks like the gameplay's all right. We're looking at a playthrough here, and it took them 2 hours and 7 minutes to play through the entire season.
Lord, it's like a real baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I'm sure I played this at some point.
I mean, it's a baseball game. How good or bad can it be?
True.
It's got to be like run of the mill. Right?
Like, yeah, I'd like say average. So. Where you
I'm going to say purely based off nothing. Except for that video. I'm going to say B.
B on that one? Okay.
B for baseball.
We'll slap it in there.
This is the premier ranking you guys were hoping for, wasn't it?
Premier ranking of B for baseball. Well, I don't think we have an F on the next one, so we can't rank it on that, but we got Fire and Ice. It's a puzzle game.
No, that is an expensive game. I do know that.
That one is, yes. Let's see if it could bring up some gameplay on this one. I have not played this one before.
So I think that I have played Fire and Ice. And I'm 99% sure it's pretty much like the sequel to Solomon's Key.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah. Which I am a fan of Solomon's Key. I don't know if you are, but I am.
Yeah, you have brought that up in one of our past videos.
I think I'm going to have to give Fire and Ice probably like an A. I'm scared to give it an S, but I bet it's definitely an A.
It's certainly a unique little puzzle game here. Basically, you're creating ice blocks, and you're trying to get rid of the fire that's on the stage, hence fire and ice. And you can push the ice blocks so they slide across the ground, or you can build them up and then like push them down so they'll crush the the fire. So imagine it starts off pretty easily and then gains in how hard it is.
That's pretty much exactly what Solomon's Key is like. I mean, this game is identical to Solomon's Key, except you're making ice blocks instead of just regular blocks.
They're like, let's make
and it. And he looks a little cuter on this one.
Yeah.
A little more little Samson-esque and a little less.
I'll have to go back and maybe I can do like a stream of this in the future. I do like doing some of these tier games or where we talk about the games and I'll get ideas on what to stream. And I was like, you know what? That game looks neat. Because I did that with Dragon Fighter. I ended up doing a full playthrough of that game and Kickmaster recently as well. So those are up on the channel to check it out. Fire and Ice, we're ranking.
What do you think? You think an A?
I think it's probably pretty enjoyable.
Yeah,
how we're looking at our ranking right now, I'm going to have more fun with Fire and Ice than Bad News Baseball. So I feel like I wouldn't put it at a B at the same level of it, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's an S tier either. I mean, it's a puzzle game. Like, it's not...
I forget what it says on the...
Somebody would call it an A.
Can I zoom in on the...
What, on that green sticker on the cover?
Yeah, like, what does it say? This cartridge contains logic puzzles that may be highly addictive. Caution and restraint are recommended.
Maybe it is an A.
Unique design choice.
It is unique. A little weird.
All right. Moving along on this list by Tecmo here. We got next on the list is Mighty Bomb Jack. I don't know if you heard about this one, Jay.
I have this game.
One. You got this one?
I do.
It's an arcade game as well, but it also got ported to the NES.
I've played it 3 or 4 times.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't love it.
Right.
I don't hate it.
It's got some pretty good music, I think. Maybe repetitive music, but I remember the music.
Can we hear it?
Let's see.
Very carnival-esque.
Yeah, I mean, the main antagonist kind of is mimicking a superhero-looking guy. So the gimmick on this is you're collecting bombs and treasure, and your character can jump really high, or you can hit the jump button again to kind of stop his jump because there's enemies appearing all over the screen. So you do as much looting as you want throughout the level, and you'll make it to the end. And then once you get to the end of the level, there's like this bonus room with all bombs in it. And depending how many you collect, you can collect them in a certain order where one of the bombs here is like, you can see the spark is ignited. So if you collect it in a certain order, you'll then, the door will open, right? And you'll go through it and then there'll be another room. And essentially, you're using like a warp, but your, how do you say it? It's like risk reward. Like how much?
Okay, but you could blow yourself up maybe.
Like, oh, do I want to keep warping or do I just want to exit? Because then if you keep going, I think then you lose all your warps that you just gained, essentially.
Oh.
But I remember playing this one a lot growing up. I either rented it or something like that. Maybe I owned a copy. Having an okay time with it. It's kind of a unique game. I never played it in the arcade. But I don't know. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not like D or anything like that. I'd probably maybe put this one at a B. Either a C or a B, I'd say.
Yeah, I was thinking C, but that may be slightly unfair since I haven't played it much.
Gotcha.
I'll let you give it the official letter.
We'll give it the old B for Bomb Jack.
I see. I like it. B for Bomb Jack.
Boom.
Baseball, Bomb Jack. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Sure. Well, get we that got? Quote? No, I didn't get that one.
Did you ever watch The Office?
Yeah. You get that quote? I don't know.
Remember when Jim tells Dwight, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
I don't.
Fair enough.
Moving on.
Moving on.
All right, we got the trifecta. Ninja Gaiden 1, 2, and 3 on Tecmo.
Uno, dos, and tres.
I could probably just bring up gameplay of one of them, right?
I mean, they have different differences.
We'll go through.
The third one is graphically the most different.
Gotcha. Ninja Gaiden, 1989. And you would almost think, you know, oh, this is a Capcom game or Konami, but it's like, kind of stands out being a Tecmo game. Tecmo. Right?
Yeah, and I love the graphics, the graphical style they've used for this game.
And again,
this has like a gritty feel to it.
I was going to say, this also was an arcade game, and I definitely prefer the NES version over the arcade.
Me too, surprisingly.
Super
that
fun.
That boxer guy?
Yeah.
Don't let him get started.
It just gets you in a corner and you get stuck.
That's right. He just wails on you.
For notorious how hard this game is, I will say I've always had a good time playing it. You know, whether I was renting it or playing it back when I was growing up. Definitely a fun time. Gotten pretty far. I have beaten it, but I used save states to beat it.
Yeah.
Although we did kind of get cheated in the states where if you die at Jack Wheel, you have to start the entire level all over again, where it was supposed to be you're just supposed to start right at him. So it's a little more challenging.
Some bull crap. Yes. Now I will say, I think Ninja Gaiden is not that hard until pretty much the final stage. And then it just amps up unbelievably.
Right.
Now you see that spin attack that he just used to kill that boss with one hit.
Right.
The secret is to get that on Jack Wio and you can wipe him out so fast.
Yeah, I mean, it does a good number on a lot of the bosses on the game. It's almost it's the metal blade of Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So what are you thinking, Russ? I'm thinking, despite it's how hard it is, I think Ninja Gaiden's got to be a S.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first one. We'll see about the second ones and the third one there, but everyone I'm pretty sure who owned an NES has played this game, maybe got frustrated with it, but I'm sure played it enough to probably enjoy it. Good music, solid gameplay, S ranking.
Cool cutscenes, good story. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We didn't even mention the cutscenes. Yeah. Fantastic story. You could just look on YouTube and just watch all the cutscenes, and it's like 2 hours worth of like cutscenes essentially.
That's wild, right?
Yeah.
No, is that of all three?
No, just I think just the first one. There's so
just
many cutscenes.
The first one? Wow.
Yeah, pretty sure. Like, cause you know, they're pretty slow paced, so. All right, what do we got? Ninja Gaiden 2, The Dark Sword of Chaos.
So, I think some of the things that make the second one interesting are, A, the shadow ninjas that you can kind of get. You can get up to 3, and they're like little pink characters that follow you. That is pretty interesting. Would you call that pink or red?
I would almost call it orange.
Orange, okay, let's go orange.
Yeah.
So that kind of is a neat little mechanic, whoever thought of that.
You're like getting little clones.
But some of the annoying things are the wind, the thunder and lightning, and the darkness.
Well, I guess, you know, they're trying to think of ideas of how can we make this different from the first one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're trying to just differentiate it, right, and make it interesting.
So they're like, all right, we got to add elemental things in it where it's like, oh, okay, the wind blows you a certain way and you fall into a pit if you're not jumping at the correct time, essentially.
That guy looks like Vice Project Doom, doesn't he?
I know, it does. A little crossover.
Yeah. So this one is the easiest final boss, in my opinion.
Right. I think you were saying if you want to beat them, it goes 2, 1, 3 in order of easiest.
Yeah, and all the reason 3 gets the say over 1 is because 3 has limited continues, whereas 1 doesn't. But 1 is actually probably harder.
Okay.
If you just had more continues on 3, I would flip those, I think. I think. Maybe not.
But again, it's got great gameplay. They added a few things. Here's that wind element. Some people like or not. I do like when you cling onto the wall, you can now climb the wall by hitting up or down.
So you that was nice.
So they took like that. You would have been dead. Like, it's no way you're getting back up. So they took some things that were bad in the first one and made it a little bit better. And then they tried to add some stuff so it stands out a little bit.
I would give this one an A, maybe.
A little bit less, yeah.
Maybe just a little bit.
Not as enjoyable as the first one.
I don't know why. I don't know. I just feel like maybe not quite.
Not quite. You know what? We wouldn't want to go straight ass on all Ninja Gaidens. We'll be a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ask me tomorrow, I might give it an S. I don't know. That's tough. Bit.
It is a tough
one. Right.
Number 3, though. Ninja Gaiden 3. You say Gaiden or Gaiden?
Ninja Gaiden. Hey, isn't that the way he says it in The Wizard? Gaiden?
Oh, yeah. Ninja
Gaiden. I haven't heard it called that in years. Sorry, ABGN. I think I say Gaiden. Gaiden. I don't. Who knows? I don't know. Ninja Gaiden, Gaiden, Gaiden. That's what NES Complex says. I don't know. This one, I feel like he just... Maybe it's his sword, but I feel like the graphics are just a little different on this one. His sprites just a little different.
He's got a little wind on like his bandana
thing. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's coming out.
How do you feel about those test tube babies in the background?
Creepy. I mean, they did a pretty good stand-up job of making a lot of background stuff stand out.
Yeah.
In this here. I will say I do have a Ninja Gaiden tattoo.
Pretty cool.
You guys haven't seen that.
It's one of the coolest tattoos I've ever seen, actually.
So maybe we're biased to judge these.
See, look, there he is, test tube baby.
Oh yeah. So this one's pretty neat. I love that they did the sub weapon in the little spears. You can see what it is. So you're not just guessing, like, am I going to get this item that I don't need? And you're like, oh, there's a ninja star. Let me slash at this. So that saves you time, so you don't have to slash at every single orb.
I totally agree, because in Ninja Gaiden 1, there's times when I want a specific weapon, and I've often gotten the wrong thing because of what you just mentioned.
Right.
Not knowing what you're slashing.
So again, that's a good improvement on the gameplay of that.
Which is funny, because I've never actually noticed that, Russ, but you're right. That is way better.
Other than that, I'm not sure if they changed or improved anything else. You said the graphics slightly.
Yeah, I think the graphics a little different. The other thing is just like there's just, you get, I think, 3 continues or maybe 4.
Right, that's where the added difficulty is. They took away unlimited continues, unfortunately. So you just kinda...
But I don't think the final boss is as hard, I don't think, if I remember correctly. There's a big warship as the very last thing that you fight.
Right, because this is Ninja Gaiden 3, Ancient Ship of Doom.
That's right.
This playthrough is only an hour that we're watching here, so if you're good at it, beat it in under an hour.
Dude's good. This game probably took me a week of playing this every day to beat, so way less time than Battletoads.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is probably A tier. Or sorry, not A. S.
A.
I'm going to give this S-tier. An S tier.
A S tier. We'll go with S on number 3. So we got.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Because I said they added a little bit more. Like I said, I really like that you can choose what your weapon is. And
yeah, I like that.
The tweak of the graphics. The downside is the continues, the lack of continues, but
you just got to get good.
Get good.
Get good. I don't know. I almost feel guilty putting 2 in the A, but I think let's just leave it.
We'll leave it as is. Maybe we'll come back at the end and maybe
leave it in the comments below if I'm wrong on that.
People be like, what? That could be in the thumbnail. Be like, Ninja Gaiden 2, A ranking?
Yeah, not an S.
Not an S. What are you guys doing?
Is Jay an idiot? Yes, he is.
Possibly.
What else we got, Russ?
All right, moving on after the Ninja Gaidens, we got Rygar.
Oh, Rygar. My relationship. Rygar. It's I want to like it so bad, and I just don't love it.
This wasn't any. I wonder if most of these were arcade games that were then made into NES games.
I don't know what it is about Rygar. It feels daunting.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You got to watch the Generation Gap gaming video on how to.
I was just thinking about him because I was like, if Tyler heard me, he would be saddened.
So this is kind of like a adventure-ish RPG platformer game. Got fantastic music, I will say. I enjoy that music.
I enjoy the graphics too, and I enjoy the way he runs. He has some kind of a gingerly run.
Right. It's good animation there. And you get this little shield on a string that you're throwing out at people.
Why do these turtles hate people?
Why is turtles such a common enemy to be in games, I guess?
You know what hates Rygar? Large turtles.
Yeah, I've live streamed this one and played through it not too long ago.
Played through it, you've beaten it?
Yes, yeah, I've beaten it.
How difficult is it?
It's just knowing what to do. Like, that makes it difficult. Like, leveling up, not doing that, and can make the game harder, or knowing a little bit where to go. Certainly has a learning curve, and I would definitely recommend using, like, a guide, some type of walkthrough to help you through. I'm almost on the fence with you. Like, I really want to, like, love it and enjoy it a whole bunch. I'm just not, like, super excited. Like, I could throw it in, play it for a little bit, and not really get anywhere because I don't remember where to go. But I do like everything that they did. You got these cool rooms where you go in, and they give you little tips, and sometimes they'll give you health. And the exploration is cool. You get to enjoy exploring this world that they created. You know, I played it a bunch, either renting it back in the day, and the music is good.
How long would you say a playthrough of this is? What did it take you, Russ? 2-3 hours?
Probably 2 hours, yeah. Because usually I live stream for about 2 hours, so.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. So, Rygar. Where do you think it might fall into this? Looking at our tier list here.
Being somewhat objective, it has good graphics. It has pretty good music. It controls well.
Yeah.
I think my problem with it is just that it's not Rygar, it's me.
It's me,
Rygar. I would probably say it's probably a B.
It's probably a B. I was going to say, these two covers are very similar.
They really are. I was like looking at them and I was like, it's kind of trippy.
Tree on the left side, guy here. Tree on the left side, guy here.
And a little monster. Red. And there's like a little bird to his left, a little monster to his left.
Wow. And they both got the same color. So they're
both reaching up.
It was meant to be in the B.
Like, hey, what do we do with this? What do we do with this cover? Just make it look like Rygar. or vice versa. Make it look like Mighty Bomb Jack. I don't know.
Vice versa. Perfect. Yeah, I think it's good in the B section.
All right, give it a B. B's get degrees.
All right, what else we got next on the list? All right, here's your good old buddy, Solomon's Key.
Ooh, Solomon. I love
Solomon
you.
And his key. Similar to Fire and Ice, we were saying, right?
That's right. They're like twinsies, like me and you, Russ.
Twinsies.
Couple of white guys with beards and backwards hats. Wearing clothes.
So the graphics aren't as good as Fire and Ice.
Not as crisp, but there's still something charming about the that lack of detail.
Right.
So you see how he looks a little goofier?
Right.
He's a little goofier with his little brown and green. And but his name's Dana. Why is his name Dana?
Dana.
Jeez.
So you can either destroy blocks or create them.
Just like right. Fire and Ice. Yep. And then you're trying to also, like, you know, make the little giant fall and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you're trying to kill that guy there. There he is.
Yep, see, he just landed on his stupid head. I didn't realize there was so much stuff hidden. I never really breaked any of the other blocks.
You're like, what else is in here? I can spend all my time getting.
Yeah, he's finding all the good stuff. Look at him. It's like Super Mario, how he bangs his head on the wall.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, puzzle game.
I'm a little biased towards it, so I want to say A, but it's probably B.
What else
It plays well. It's got fun music.
Yeah.
The graphics aren't quite as good as Fire and Ice, and I think that's why I'm going to drop it to a B. I don't know. It could be an A. But then maybe somebody would put Rygar an A. I don't know. I think I'm trying to be objective as possible.
I feel like Fire and Ice just did it better, so that is appropriate ranking if Fire and Ice is an A. Salmon's King should be a little bit, I guess.
And it rhymes with B. P rhymes with B.
Key. Salmon's Key. B.
Collins B.
Collins B. All right, we got one more, and then it's a bunch of sports games. So see what you guys say, because I reached out
to everyone. I'm guessing Star Force.
Star Force is the next one on the list, which is a shooter. Space shooter.
Do I have Star Force? I need to look and see if I have it. I don't think I do.
I definitely played my fair share of shooters back in the day. Star Force.
Star Force.
Okay, here we go. 1987. Jay's checking to see if he has the physical game of it.
I don't think I have it, so I probably haven't played it. Let me see what this looks like.
Okay. So you got top-down perspective, scrolling upward. You're in space, going over what looks to be like some space station or a long ship or something.
I don't have it. I have Star Soldier. Star Soldier.
Star Soldier. It's tough with the shooters because they're fun. You get your level up and everything. But again, when you lose that level up attack and you just have your stock gun, it's hard to progress in the further levels. So you just have to get good and not lose your special weapons when you get to the later levels. But
I'm not great at shooters either.
Yeah.
And I prefer horizontal to vertical shooters.
Gotcha. Yeah, this seems like
I don't
like
really
it's
know
just
why. Like this almost gives me like what's the Legendary Wings vibes.
Okay.
Even though that's a dude flying and not a ship. Legendary Wings / Dragon
Tiger Heli.
Tiger Heli, 1943, all that stuff.
It's okay.
Have you played this one, Russ, for a fact?
Maybe. Like, I probably rented it. I bet you I rented it back in the day. So I probably have little hours into it. I'd say generic shooter.
B.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think it deserves a C yet. We haven't had any Cs. We're being pretty generous with the Bs.
That's right, we are.
We'll see with these sports titles, though, where those stack up. We have...
Oh, there's a couple bangers in there.
We have six. Six to go. We'll reach out and see what you guys said about Tecmo. Which ones were your favorite?
That was a good enunciation, Russ.
Thanks.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
Let's hear from you. Set over to the weekly Warp Pipe YouTube page and see what anyone said.
Let's find out.
Probably should have pulled these up prior, but
it's all good.
We'll take the long route there.
Springfield, let's hear from you.
All right, no comments on the YouTube page.
Fair enough.
We got Instagram. We'll check there.
Nobody wanted to rank Tecmo games, I guess.
I guess not. No. All right, we got one on Instagram.
All right,
showcase that. Samuel says Ninja Gaiden 1 through 3 are all S tiers.
Ooh, Samuel, there you go.
Fire and Ice and Rygar are both A tiers, in his opinion. Everything else from Tecmo on the NES isn't really my bag.
Well, I mean, we weren't too far off.
Yeah. I mean, they did produce
Fire and Ice and
a lot of sports games, so it's definitely sports games heavy. So maybe a lot of people didn't like those sports games growing up.
There's one on there that deserves some praise.
All right, we got two comments here on our Facebook group. Let's jump over to there, and then we'll get back into finishing up with the sports. Austin Mills. What's up, Austin? Thanks for commenting. By the time you get to this comment shout-outs, I'm sure Jay will have mentioned it, but I really enjoyed Tecmo Super Hockey.
Super Hockey?
Ninja Gaiden was fun at first, but I was never able to enjoy it as a kid because it was so difficult. A much newer game from Tecmo that I've enjoyed is Attack on Titan series based on the anime. It's a super fun game for anyone who was a fan of the show. So I didn't preface this set. Oh, no, I did say NES. I was going to say, I don't think I said NES. But the big picture just said we are ranking all the Tecmo games. So I assume this
from
is
NES. On
Super NES was Tecmo Super Hockey, I assume.
I don't know. There's a pro sports hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know what the Attack on Titan is on. Maybe it's on new gen consoles.
This sounds like something modern.
Right. And we got Matthew Durkin as well. Tecmo isn't really one of my favorite developers for the NES. The Ninja Gaiden games are fun, but brutally hard and frustrating. The same can be said for Rygar. The Tecmo Bowl and Super Bowl games are classics, but I can't really think of anything else published by them I enjoy playing. And I said they only have 15 games, so they didn't really pump out a whole lot.
So Tecmo Super Hockey is apparently a Genesis game.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that. Yep, interesting. Well, you taught me something new.
There we go. So maybe you can check that one out. Jay loves himself some hockey.
But I don't love Sega.
That is true.
I really don't. I don't know. I have a Genesis Mini, and it's hooked up to this little TV behind my monitor here that you guys can't see. And I just, every time I play it, I'm like, I'm so glad I bought a Super NES as a kid.
Right. Instead of that.
Sorry, Tyler. I know Tyler loves him some Sega.
All right, the next on the list, we got Tecmo Baseball. Not sure if you played this one here. I will say it looks a lot better than the Bad News Baseball.
You think?
Well, not this part here that they were showing.
I think Bad News Baseball looks better.
But look at this. This is kind of neat. You get this little different view of angle. Maybe this is the expensive one.
No, I think I was thinking of Bad News Bears or something. I don't know what I was thinking of.
How does this differ from the other one? Not seeing too much.
I'm not seeing any difference.
It's all about the same.
I think it gets that B for baseball.
B for baseball? No C on this one? I guess.
You know what? Screw this. I hate this game. Give it a C. I don't like how it says Tecmo. It's stupid. Put a C on it.
C on it. I swayed Jay over.
so easily.
Let's see. So it would be this one here. Baseball. Right there.
I do like the cover with the pitcher. That's cool.
I will say the sports covers look pretty good for what they're worth. But we're not ranking the covers.
No.
Next is Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl's got to be either an A or an S.
Why do people rank it so high? Tecmo Bowl's
like,
just because it's that classic.
Yeah, like people love Tecmo Bowl. I don't know if it's, I don't know which one's better, it or Super Tecmo. I think Super is probably better.
Yeah.
Is it Tecmo Super Bowl or Super Tecmo Bowl? I don't know.
I think it's Tecmo Super Bowl would be the next one. Will be on the list here.
Did you see the Rygar logo? Did you see the Rygar?
On the screen?
Billboard?
Advertising. They're like, hey, check out
the
clicks.
Wait till it shows the screen. See the Rygar? Yeah, like Rygar.
That's, I love when the video game developers do that. Sneak that in.
Me too.
Tecmo Bowl, pick Bo Jackson, right?
That's right. Pick Bo Jackson. How did that guy run through those people? This has got to be an A. Like for such an early NES title.
Right.
Or an early football game.
Yeah, I definitely put my fair share of playing this one here. Probably, you know, from me going from football on Atari 2600, and then you're seeing this, you're like, whoa, look at these graphics. Like, you can actually pick plays, run the ball, pass the ball.
And I like the way you pick the plays. It's kind of interesting. Like right, down B or left and A. Or...
Yeah, I guess they had to come up with so you're not selecting on screen so your opponent could know your play so you could kind of hide.
Right.
Like, all right,
yep.
I'm just going to press this combination and he doesn't know. So that's definitely
they couldn't
for sure.
Screen look.
Right. It's like, hey, keep your eyes on your own TV.
I saw you pick nickel defense.
Where are we going? We think A and Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, let's see.
And then obviously the sequel, we got Tecmo Super Bowl or Super Tecmo Bowl, whatever it's
called.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a S tier.
Trying to remember what they added that was.
They added the word Super Russ.
But it wasn't on the Super Nintendo, so it was confused people.
Maybe. That was
probably
the Super Nintendo.
We did do a little Super Bowl when the Super Bowl came out. Me and my buddy Joe Sheevy did announcers, and we watched the football game as if it was played on Tecmo Super Bowl. So one thing with Tecmo Super Bowl, if you guys don't know, they do ROM hacks of this. So they update the roster so you can get Tecmo Super Bowl 2024 with all updated.
You can play with Travis Kelce.
Right. So that's what we did. We watched the Super Bowl as if it was going to happen and commentated on it. So I think they did offer. So the first one didn't have NFL teams. They just had, I think, cities that you can choose. So you were like New York. You weren't the Giants. But this one, they were able to add that in.
We've put towns on the map like Shelbyville, Loudonville.
So what do you think? This one's probably S ranking then, if the other one was
I think so. I mean, it is super.
It is super. It goes with the S.
Super for S.
There we go.
Somebody's going to butcher our rankings in the comments.
All right, we only have three left. I don't know how much promising they are, but we have Tecmo Cup Soccer Game is the name of it.
Tecmo. That's a dumb name.
Cup.
Tecmo Cup Soccer Game.
Opposed to, like,
football.
Right, true, right? So I can't say I never played this one before, so we're going to watch some gameplay and kind of,
we're going to judge it on the gameplay.
Totally on that. I was never a big soccer fan regardless.
I have Mega Man Soccer.
Yeah, I guess that works. I mean, I would have played.
He was born to play soccer. Pele.
Any of the like River City Ransom looking like dodgeball.
Did he just slip on a banana peel?
I guess he's.
Look at, dude, look at that guy.
Wow, blonde hair, blue
handsome
eyes.
Handsome McBlue Eyes.
His name is Robin Field. All right. Let's get into some. Okay, I think I remember watching John Riggs's video, and he said it's almost like an RPG soccer game, right?
Weird.
Look at this. Weird. Like, you have these almost like cutscenes and like
he runs like Ninja Gaiden.
I mean, I'm impressed with the graphics. It's certainly
look. It even says you can choose
expecting.
To mark him or like or cut. Oh, this
right.
is weird. This is very RPG-esque. This is strange.
Number 8 passes. You get a little commentator.
Oh, look at that. Perfect. Look at that, how he just caught that on his foot.
It's low.
Dude, these guys are... This is a wild way to play a soccer game.
Oh, look at that. Even with the lines and everything. Wow. Like, he came by and... What?
Dude, this is madness.
Maybe I gotta
play this game. That guy's got some high shorts on. He needs to be careful.
He's going to
expose
too.
Himself.
All right, what do you think? Yeah, we watched some gameplay. We watched a couple minutes here.
It's definitely super interesting. Like, that is a really unique take on a like soccer game.
They could have gone many different ways. You know, I would have expected it to look.
What did Riggs say?
I'm sure he didn't rank it like a D or anything like that. So
I just feel like. I just feel like I wouldn't like it.
C, B, and or C of B's?
Oh.
You want to go C on it? I mean, I would say it's definitely unique, and the graphics look great. So I feel like it's better
like
than what baseball looks.
Was the audio good? I didn't hear the audio.
Yeah, I didn't play any of the audio on there. Do you want to hear some of the music?
Yeah, let's hear some music real quick. We got time.
We got time.
Let the listeners hear the music, Russ.
You guys hear it?
Now see that. Oh, come on. Why'd you stop it? Does it stop when the gameplay stops?
I can still hear it. It's pretty good music.
That music is kicking, bro.
Does it change? We only got one track.
Dude, I gotta ask Aaron if he's heard this. It's very Ninja Gaiden-esque.
I mean,
oh, dude.
Same company,
oh, dude.
Right?
This music just bumped it up to a B for me.
Oh, and it's getting like
a
intense.
Final boss. Dude, okay, I gotta buy this game. I'm going to the game store this weekend to get this.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen it at the game store.
Techno
wow.
Soccer. Do I
Techno
have this?
Cup soccer game. That's funny how we're watching it and there's like, well, let's see how the music changes it. And it really does. It really amps it up for sure.
Dude, that music is killer.
All right, it's definitely got to get a higher ranking then.
It's got to get a B. I want to know if Aaron's heard this because he's always talking about on Pixel Podcast like good game music.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
Techno
ask
Cup
him right now.
Soccer game.
Let's see. What if we could get Aaron to answer?
You can put him up
on the podcast. Hey, Aaron.
You're not busy, right?
Hey, Aaron. You're not busy, right? We're doing a live podcast. I'm curious if you've ever heard the soundtrack for Techno Cup Soccer Game. It is so good. Let me know. Boy.
I thought you had called him. So just
No. I just sent him a message.
Fair enough. He was just in my most recent video. If you guys checked out my most recent video, was Sega Master System games that came out after the Sega Genesis came out. So you did a little video talking about Collins.
I haven't seen that.
My latest Top 3 Tuesday.
I'm going to watch it tonight when I'm laying in bed.
Perfect.
Thinking about how I wish we were still chatting, Russ.
All right, we got two more to wrap up. We got Tecmo NBA Basketball. NBA Basketball.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you I have bias towards basketball.
Oh, good or bad?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I liked it in the 90s. I don't like it now.
Right. You don't play any basketball games currently.
No. NBA Jam was awesome.
Oh, I don't know.
This looks pretty good. The graphics are good.
Kind of jamming music too, though.
You think I got some biceps? They got official NBA teams.
That's pretty good. That's pretty big, right? All right, let's jump into some.
Alex.
Utah Jazz.
All right, the logos.
I say it's tough to judge a basketball game here like this. I don't know. I mean, it looks good, right? They got the court. They got, like, the name on the court. No one's making any hoops. But
I need to see a slam dunk before I can tell you what I think.
Yeah, do they have any cutscenes? Why is dude, this that guy sucks. Keep doing full court?
He probably doesn't know how to play the game. That's usually how it works for me. Oh, there you go. There's a slam dunk.
No cutscenes.
He was probably trying to pass and just kept shooting it. Oh, there's a slam. All right. I'd say this looks average.
Right. It's definitely playable. And it's great that they have NBA teams, so you can choose, you know, your favorite team. It's no NBA Jam, right? But you're
right.
That didn't come out yet. So what do they have?
This looks like B material. Maybe if you were a basketball fan, you might put it at A material.
Right. I feel like you could have a good time with it at least. Oh, there's a slam. Malone,
the mailman delivering.
Yeah, I'd say this is probably a B. I think it's okay with to put it there.
All right, let's B it up. Basketball for B.
B for basketball. Create over here.
Our tier is going to look like somebody shooting somebody a bird. It's like a hand sideways.
All right, all we got left is the wrestling game here. What is it called? It's called Tecmo
World Wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel like I thought I had this, but I don't know. So, it's weird how I don't even know what I have.
So many NES games. Unsure what he has.
Right.
Let's get this gameplay going. I could say I never played this one either.
There it is.
Oh, you got it?
Yep.
Nice. Jay does.
Didn't even know.
Oh, I definitely remember some of these wrestlers.
Do you think his name was Rex Beat? Mark Rose, Julio Falcon, Randy Gomez, Dr. Julio Arguello. Do these guys have rad names?
All right, let's get to some gameplay here. I feel like it looks a lot better. Announcer. Right, it looks a lot better than like WrestleMania did when that came out.
Yeah, WrestleMania looked pretty janky, didn't it?
And you get this little announcer guy at the bottom of the screen. See your crowd. He's got him in a Boston Crab.
Sure, that's what that is.
I believe so. Suplex. I think there's supposed to be some like.
You have to be a wrestling fan because I don't know the names of any of these moves.
I know some of them here. What else we got? I don't know. It's not too bad. You can fight on the outside of the ring, dropping elbows.
I like all the little people in the crowd. That reminds me of Mike Tyson's punch out.
Right. So at least you got a crowd.
Decent music. That guy's kind of pink like Soda Popinski.
Oh, yeah, huh?
He's got that, ooh, whoa, look at scissoring that moves.
Threw him out of the ring. All right, he's almost done with
Razored.
This.
Okay, what do you think?
I was going to say, is this just one match taking 20 minutes now? He's pinning him.
Well, what just happened?
I froze frame on like the most disturbing.
That is super weird.
It like glitched or something.
Oh, what is happening there? Some of these wrestling moves are just risque.
Tecmo World Wrestling. Where are we going?
That's what they call it, huh?
That's what they call it. You think it'll go into the Sea of Bees?
Oh, man. It looks like another B to me.
Or is it a C? I feel like baseball's the only one that made it into the C ranking.
Baseball, the worst American pastime ever. Hate baseball. Why can't we be like Canada and like hockey? Like, Canadians have clearly better taste.
Fair enough. All right, so our final breakdown of Tecmo rankings. We got Ninja Gaiden 1 and 3 and Tecmo Super Bowl all S rank. In the A tier, we have Fire and Ice, Ninja Gaiden 2, and Tecmo Bowl. In the Mighty B category, we got Bad News Baseball, Mighty Bomb Jack, Rygar, Salmon's Key, Star Force, Tecmo NBA Basketball, World Wrestling, Tecmo Cup Soccer Game, and down in C is Tecmo Baseball.
That music saved the soccer game.
It did, absolutely. I say no D games. I mean, they're all
D games,
playable. You know, not our favorite with the sports. If we were, I guess, if there was a hockey game, maybe it would have ranked a little bit higher on Jay's behalf there.
My biased list.
Sick.
Maybe we'll see. That was pretty fun. If I'm being honest, I wish I had played a few of the games a little deeper to give you a better rating of it. But just based on what I saw and heard, it's probably as good as you're going to get.
Right. I mean, the ones that we have ranked at the higher tier are the ones we probably spent the more time with. And we probably haven't played the... If anything, maybe we rented those back in the day and played them for 5-10 minutes.
I'll definitely pop this in now and see, give it a whirl.
Yeah, play it for 10-15 minutes, see if it's any better.
I'll report back to you.
Let me know.
I will.
Sweet. Let's see. What else we got going on here? Oh, I made this guy here. We can do the Bull Airs. If you guys want to save 10% off, we got a code now, WarpPipe10. You can save yourself 10% off anything at bullairs.com. He's got custom shoes, jackets, shirts, hats. You can go browse the categories. Tell them Weekly Warpipe sent you.
Yep.
Let's do a shout out.
Any callers?
No phone calls yet. No. We're dry in the calls. If you guys do want to call, leave us a voicemail. 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP.
That's right.
Leave us a voicemail. We'll give shout out to our Patreons, top tier Patreons. Hey, thanks for supporting us. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, Austin Mills. Appreciate you guys supporting the show.
I don't know if you heard that on your end.
Uh-huh.
But through my AirPods, you sounded like Megatron. It's pretty wild.
There you go. See
if maybe it comes up in the podcast.
Maybe Megatron was shouting out the Patreons.
It sounded like Rob was talking to me.
Rob the robot, my special guest on Top 3 Tuesdays.
That's right.
Cool. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed us ranking some Tecmo games. Let us know like the next publisher. Because there's so many. Do we do Capcom? Do we do what the hell?
Do we do Konami first?
Yeah, we did Konami first.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's my favorite. We didn't do Capcom. Ooh, I'd like to do Sunsoft too.
Sunsoft, yeah. I mean, I guess we can also switch. I don't know if you guys just want to hear NES. We're obviously NES heavy on this channel, but we could do Sega stuff. I don't know.
That's right. I'll do Sega. Atari. I don't hate it that bad. I was mostly joking to make people irritated.
Leave some hate comments.
Yeah.
Cool. Leave them. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. You guys have a great weekend. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.